Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update for March 29th, 2024. So happy Easter out there to all those that celebrate Easter. And what we're going to talk about today is the inflation number, the PCE, the number one inflation gauge that the Federal Reserve monitors. I think we dodged a bullet this time, folks. So I'm going to get to that in 1 minute. But without further ado, let's get over these things. You see that mortgage rates haven't changed in like 2 days. That's kind of an anomaly in today's world. So right over here, you're seeing the top six programs that people use when they're buying their first house. Now, I do this for legal purposes because I have to. These aren't my rates. These aren't any individual bank's rates. What they are is Mortgage News Daily up there. They survey lenders all over the country and they ask them questions to figure out, you know, if you had this client, what would the rate be? So it's a standard form that they use. So they asked the lenders, if you had somebody buying their first house, it was a primary home, meaning they're going to live there, and it's a single family home. Okay, that's the first three pieces of that. So you're probably saying, Dan, that's me. Well, these other two pieces probably aren't you. If they are, that's what your rate's going to be. These people have a 780 credit score and they're putting down 25%. That's a lot. That's pretty hefty. Most people, when they're buying their first house, you really need maybe a 580 or 620 credit score, and you most likely only need 3 to 3.5% down. So that's the true facts behind it all. But what I want to talk about today is the bullet that I think we just dodged when it comes to inflation. Now, it depends on which station you listen to or which website you go to, because here's what the news says right now. It says, key Fed inflation gauge rose 2.8% annually in February. As expected. So you're thinking the markets aren't really going to move off of this. It's Good Friday. It's a holiday. Well, let's see what the markets are doing. Dow Jones is up 40. NASDAQ's down 20. S&P's up 5. Nothing really there. Okay, so but if you go to another channel, here's what this says. Fed preferred inflation gauge rises with Federal Chairman Powell appears on deck, but markets close for Good Friday. So is it inflation gauge? They're rising exponentially. What is it? Well, let's get actually to the factual numbers. We go over here, and this is our calendar for the week. You can see that the PC number came in right here. The last reading was 2.9, came in at 2.8, so that came down a little bit. The last reading on the core PC month over month. Let me explain these two for you. But this one came in at 0.5 previously, and it came in at 0.3 this time. So we went from 2.9 to 2.8. I'll take it. Went from 0.5 to 0.3. Okay, so what is this? What does this mean? Well, basically, this is core PCE. YOY means year over year. MOM means month over month. What this does is it extracts out food and energy. The big that's good for us because energy prices are starting to skyrocket right now. Gas prices in my area are about $4 again, and oil prices continue to rally. But right through here, we basically see inflation coming down. Okay, yes, it was as expected. Economists thought it was coming in at 2.8. That's what it came in at, and 0.3 here, and that's what it came in at. But we're still down from where we are. If we take a snapshot of the week, just to give us a gauge of the overall economy and the news this week, we have new home sales coming in basically right in pace. Durable goods orders coming in kind of increased up. It previous reading was -7, and now it's 1. Consumer confidence, basically just steady. We go to GDP. GDP was revised to 3.4. So this is telling us the economy's okay. Initial jobless claims. Jobless claims are right in line with what was expected. And now we have the inflation numbers coming in not so bad. So it looks like the economy is just getting back to maybe normal. Just normal. So what the Federal Reserve is going to do, they're going to continue to monitor this. And if we have a couple other ticks that are showing us that the numbers are coming down, they will be pivoting. Okay, when that is, I'm expecting June, but we really don't know for facts. How the bonds market is reacting to this is right through here. So what I follow on a daily basis is my whole goal. I'm a mortgage loan officer, a mortgage broker. Love to help you guys, but what we follow here is right here because my goal is to explain to you guys what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates. What else should I be using other than the MBS market, the mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street? Okay, how this works is it's pretty simple. Right through here is the price of the bond. Most bonds trade and they tell you what the yield is. The MBS market actually tells you what the price is. So I'm going to make this simple for you. How to understand the bond market? Right through here. If the bond price goes down, means rates are going up. So we don't like that. We want bond prices to go up. Let's see where we've been over the last 5 days. I think we're just stagnant. We're basically right where we're a little bit better than we were at the beginning of the week. So at the beginning of the week, we were all the way down here and then we increased up a little bit. Remember I said if the price goes up, rates come down. Let's see where we've been for a month ago. nice chart here. We have rates down through here. And again, as this goes up, rates get a little bit better. Okay, so we have a product we want to introduce to you guys. And I think it's going over a lot of people's heads. I actually had three people cancel this week because they said this program doesn't exist. They called their realtor and the realtor says, nope, doesn't exist. They called other lenders and they're like, it doesn't exist. Well, folks, it does exist. Okay, just because your realtor doesn't know about it and your lender doesn't know about it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Okay, what I want to explain to you guys is the grant program up there. You guys are missing the boat on this thing. If you go up here and look at it, click the grant finder right through here. It's a brand new tab we just put on there about a week ago. It's going to help you search to see if you qualify for a $10,000 grant or a $5,000 grant. Or maybe remember at the beginning of the video, I said, if you're a first time home buyer, you need 3% down. We might be able to qualify you with 2% or giving you 2% of that 3% as down payment assistance. Let me go over it with you real quick because there's one little quirk in here that I want you guys to understand, but let's get to it. It's pretty simple. Just go through here and answer it as factually as you can. So I'm going to run through it real quick for you so you can see how it works. The grant finder. Okay, I'm going to put this in my scenario. I am applying singly. My credit score is a 640 right now. I'm working on it, trying to get it up to at least 700, but I'm going to show you how what effects that does here in a minute if I get my credit scores up. Over here, is my first-time home buyer? Yes, I am. Do you live in any of these areas? Well, I live in, actually, my office is in Naperville, but let's say I live in Chicago. So yes, I live in Chicago. So then you go down through here. Here's the tricky part. You need to find your house or your address on your current address. Your current address on the census geocode tracker. So you're going to click this geocode tracker, and here's what's going to pop up. Now, you probably have no idea what your geocode address is. So all you need to do is put your address in here. So I'm just going to go out there and find an address in Chicago. Let's give these people some kudos. Maybe they'll get some traction today on some people looking at this home. So let's go over here and just copy and paste this into that category there. Let's copy that. Move back over to our census tracker. We're going to pop that in there. Ba, ba, ba. Click it. Now, here's what you're looking for. You're going to scroll all the way down, and what you're looking for is the census tracking code GEOID. So let's find that in this right here. So you're going to scroll down, and you're looking for the census tracking code ID. So you're going to go all the way down, census tracking code GEOID. So we're going to put that number, copy and paste this number. Copy and paste that number in there. All right. What is my annual income? I'm going to put in here my annual income is $60,000. What state am I looking to buy? Well, I'm still looking to buy in Chicago. So Chicago is Illinois. I'm going to click Illinois, and Chicago is in Cook County. So we're going to click Cook County. And what is the price range you're looking for? In this case, I'm going to look for $275,000. All right, click that, and then what? Well, you're going to scroll down through here, and this is going to tell me what grants I qualify for. Well, what grants you actually qualify for, but you're not approved yet. You have to work with us to get you approved to make sure we can get you these grants. Okay, so I'm approved for the $5,500. That is the one plus. This is going to give you two of the 3% that I was talking about if you're a first-time home buyer. This one's going to give you $5,200. So, heck, take this one. It's a little bit more. But this one, we don't qualify, and why? My credit score is not high enough. Well, remember I was working on that credit score. So let's say I did a simulator and my credit score says it'll come back after all the stuff I did with a 720 credit score. So now what do I qualify for? Well, we scroll down through here and see what that number is. Now I do qualify for the Home Ready First $10,000 grant. Okay, so this is how it works. So down through here, these are the ones you would qualify for. So obviously, in most cases, you're going to take this program right here. So guys, this does exist. If you're a realtor out there and you want to find out, you know, how you participate, get your borrowers into this, love to talk to you. And if you're a borrower out there looking to buy your first house, I'm sure $5,000 or $10,000 would surely help you when you're looking to buy your first house. So how do you reach out to us to find out how to do all this? Well, just go to therateupdate.com. Here's my website. You can hit the grant program up there. If that fits for you, then go over to the Apply Now button, click that. Well, actually, when you're on this screen, it's going to actually tell you, hit right here, hit the Apply Now button, and you're on your way. But if you have any questions and you want to reach out to us to say, hey, you know, call us, maybe email me directly. Can you do that? Well, yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Scroll down to the bottom of my website, and that information is right here. Phone number is 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@theRateUpdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. I hope you find value in my channel. God bless. Have a fantastic Easter weekend, and I'll see you here next week. Take care. Bye-bye.